Good morning and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today I'd just like to really encourage you as you can really do all things through Christ. You can really move every mountain within your life when you go to God. God will move every mountain for you. He will do it exceedingly abundantly above more than you ask or think. If you look back on your life and look back to where you may have been to where you are now, you can surely have a place of thankfulness. You can, when you dedicate yourself to God and you dedicate your life to set in the right attitude, to set in the right mind thoughts, and you really set your attitude each day right, then you will really overcome every situation. You will surely see that your life will be an example to others when you fully go to God, when you fully humble yourself down and you recognize what's being spoken. And when you recognize what's being spoken, you've got that listening ear to hear and listening ear to do, and you go ahead and you do things with your full heart, even though you may not understand, even if it is really something that may be out of your comfort zone. When you go ahead and you do this, God is really going to reward you. He's going to reward your faithfulness to get up and to do and to act, to whether that could be a physical thing, that could be a mental challenge, that each day if you're suffering with anxiety, that you go ahead and you say what God says, that there's no anxiety that lives within me, that I'm an overcomer, that God really does arrange our thoughts when we keep our thoughts upon Him, that we don't need to fear anything. We do not have the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And when you really speak these things and you keep speaking them, when maybe a bad feeling may come up, anxious thoughts or a bad emotion may come up, then when you speak what God says over it, you're going to overcome it. You're going to be more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror, but we need to say out of our mouths. We need to come in alignment of and harmony with God and what He says rather than what the world says. Because God has made us winners. He's made us ones to, He will put things in your heart that you may have thought before would have been impossible. You may have thought that what is being spoken over you may be completely out of your range of what's doing. It might be completely unusual to you. But when God says something and when He really speaks and it hits your heart, then that's what you do. That's what you go ahead and you do with your full heart. That you don't slap back and make excuses. That if many of us can do it, a few of us can do it, that have lived lives full of destruction, then you surely can. That you can really do all things through Christ. Nothing is impossible for God. When you're with God, nothing's impossible with Him. That He will teach you, He will show you that if you want to better yourself in an area, He will show you how to do it. But we need to sit, be humble. We need to recognize the voice of God. recognize what is being spoken. And even if you feel mental pressure, even if you feel certain feelings throughout the day, as long as you're saying what God says, then you will come out of it much quicker than what you would say if you started speaking the problem, rather than started speaking the solution. God can work with that. God can work with the faith. God can work with you when you are faithful towards Him. But if you choose to go the world's way, if you choose to live life your own way, God can bless you, of course, but you're not going to see the full benefits of what He can do in your life. And I find it really amazing how God works, how each step He will take you. And you may have a desire in your heart to stop something or to start something, and then the way He leads and the way He guides you, and maybe there could have been different steps that you may have wobbled a little bit, or but God is so graceful, and He knows that we are still human, that yes, we have the Spirit that lives within us, and the Spirit is stronger, but sometimes we could slap back by our own mind or own weaknesses. But it's a learning curve for us to get up and still do. When we go with God, we certainly will see your life change. Your life will come from darkness to light, to goals, to things that you could have never imagined, to becoming a person that you always dreamt of becoming. And God will really set the way. I am really amazed how God really does set the way, how He knows each individual, how to work with each individual. When you have a listening ear to hear, to do, then God can really work with you. He really can. He can really work great things through you when you are humble towards Him, when you are not thinking your own way, when you're also humbled down to the person that God has you to learn from. So our ministers, our gift ministers who God has showed us, who we should learn from. So and when we listen to do and really do everything with our full heart, God can really change you. He can really change people around you. He can make the impossible possible. He can do things that is completely unimaginable. So you can be either part of the world, or you could be either part of God and His kingdom. And we're only passing through this world. We are not of this world. We're passing through. And we want to pass through with like a shining light. That with a force to be reckoned with. That people are like, wow, that woman or that man is inspirational. That what they do is inspiring so many. Is encouraging so many others to get up and do. Because without God, it's impossible. If you are a very undisciplined or undedicated, uncommitted to anything in your life, then get with God, because He can surely make you, not make you, He can surely put something in your heart that really makes you want to get up in the morning, that makes you want to be committed, that makes you want to be dedicated, that you don't want to miss one fellowship, you don't want to miss one phone call, you don't want to miss one thing that God has encouraged you to do, one prayer, one set of confessions, that when you're dedicated, and it's not religious, it's a dedication to what you're doing. It's okay, I'm going to wake up this morning, today is going to be a great day, no matter what goes on. And I can do, have that attitude of I can do no matter the obstacles, because God can surely move the obstacles when you're faithful. But if you don't live by faith and you're living by what you see, then you're going to live a life of normality. You're not going to live a life of the winner, the 1% of people that may do it. And you can do. Yeah, it could be tough. It could be tough. But when you get there, and when you finish the journey, or even though when you finish one journey, then the next bigger one's going to happen. And every journey, every day that we wake up, that we have goals set, that we have things that we need to do, then we're waking up with a joyful heart. That no matter how hard things may get, that you know that the end of certain seasons, that you're going to win. You're going to be the head and not the tail. And you're going to come out smelling of roses in every area, and people are just really going to look at you, really want what you have. Because God is the one who vindicates you. God is the one who makes you higher. He's the one that puts you up on high. He's the one that ensures that the goals in your heart, the vision and the inspiration and the images in your mind, that He gives you, that the world is going to see a difference. That they're going to look and think, wow, you know? Like, He's the one who does this. He's the one who gives it. And when you give your heart to God, He will give His all to you when you give your all to Him. So, I just really encourage you to Don't doubt God, because each part of your journey is special. Each part of your journey is great, you know. And when we look at things, even on the tough days, because it's not easy all the time, but it wasn't made to be easy. If it was easy all the time, then we wouldn't have to have faith. Then we wouldn't be growing, we wouldn't be learning. So just enjoy every day, no matter what comes up. And enjoy the time that God has given you. Because we're on this earth a very short time. So this is what I wanted to share today. God bless your heart, and I hope this encouraged you.